The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you. It is Wednesday morning, the 20th of November, 2019. We're here till 10 o'clock. You can email ryan@rte.ie or text 51551. 3 minutes past nine now. What's wrong with them? Nothing. It's nothing at all. It's been bucketing down out of the heavens in this part of the country for some time now. Now we're just getting used to it. That's all. But listen, you've been sending in lovely emails in the last 24 hours about different things, from Glastonbury to Apple Strudel. And I appreciate them all. Well, I might as well go to one or two of them. They're very nice. Barbara Dorr was on. So I happened to hear your quest to find a place to eat some good apple strudel, which you've written in the original German, A-P-F-E-L, strudel. As an Austrian, that made my heart sing. I too love apple strudel. I don't know if you've ever been to Vienna. No, I have not, Barbara. Never. But I think it would be worth your while to visit. Besides having an enormous selection of different delicious cakes and coffees in the many cafes, you're in the midst of history. The inner city alone is amazing. Stephansdom, Emperor's Burial Chamber, museums, all very accessible by public transport. And not to forget the rest of Austria, a beautiful place for walking or hiking or swimming, a sermon, more history. Just in case you don't find any apple strudel, I attach a recipe for it. Thank you. What a thoughtful thing to do. And there's also a famous cake called Sachertort, one of Austria's most famous cakes, my absolute favourite, especially nice when eaten in the Hotel Sacher, where it originated. So there you are. Mit freundlichen Gruben, Barbara Dorr. Dankeschön, mein Kinder. Oh, no, not Kinder, you're hardly my child, but you're definitely my friend. What's friend in German? Well, you're one of those, so thank you for that. And nice message to get. Never been to Vienna, but it sounds like a beautiful place to go. Don't they do the Christmas markets and things like that? And the recipe I will look at. I will absolutely do nothing with it, but I'll definitely look at mein Freundin. And that's very thoughtful of you. 51551 is the text number. On the Glastonbury thing, Mark O'Brien was listening in from the UK and he said, look, given you're such a mad, keen Paul McCartney fan, try to get to Glastonbury. As per the screenshot attached, there's a small further ticket release next April, though you have to register first. My first visit there was to mark my brother's 60th, yes, middle-aged rockers in 2017. It was simply fabulous. The choice and range of music was superb. The scale of the event and the choice of other activities, music aside, was astonishing. As a bonus, the weather was beautiful. So I'm going back with my wife for the big 50th. I'll hire a motorhome for the week. I'll drive there. I'll park in one of their fields, provided we get a pitch in this Thursday's ballot. And I'm going to walk to and from the site. Big range of accommodation options, as you'll be realising camping isn't for us either. But for me, in summary, it's all about the music and being part of something so diverse and inclusive, whatever challenges the weather or the crowds might bring. But I am wondering, can you blag a VIP ticket or a pass from Sir Paul, given your great broadcasting status? Love the show. Thanks to you and the team, Mark O'Brien. Will we ignore the last bit? Well, let's ignore the last bit. I mean, Paul McCartney, I've met him once in passing. In Manchester before a gig, we were brought backstage to meet him pre-show. And I got so excited that I was mortified. I'm mortified at the memory. I should be gladdened by it and heartened by it, but I wasn't. Still have the picture. And I look shell-shocked and he looks disturbed. Like he looks like he's got his phone, he looks at his hands reaching for the panic button because this super fan is standing beside us. And it's not pretty. It's not a pretty memory at all. I got overcome. So I've always said to any program I've worked on, can you get me an interview, Paul McCartney, face to face? And they say, yeah. And every time they ask McCartney's people for an interview, they say, you must be joking. There's an injunction out of that guy. Never going to happen. So I'm done dreaming with that one. And in my vanity, my eye was drawn in the Star to a paper that said Tubbs. I said, oh God, what are they saying about me now? Nothing to do with you, you vain narcissist. They were just saying that we're going to be eating lots of Tubbs of sweets this Christmas. It was a report and a survey. What's wrong with you today? What is wrong with you today? What else have we got to do? Internet, I don't know if anyone watched Jeremy Corbyn and Boris Johnson debating last night. I didn't. Didn't get to see it. But internet users, they're calling it a draw in the British papers today, essentially saying no one's Sean. Very boring. Two fellas at each other in a very uninteresting way. And the only thing I was kind of laughing about, one of the reports of it was, they said, the moderator said, so what would you get each other for Christmas? And Jeremy Corbyn said he'd get Boris Johnson a copy of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, which is, yeah, okay. And then Boris said he was going to give Jeremy Corbyn a copy of his Brexit deal, which is unimaginative and a really boring answer. But then went for a jar, I think he said Domson jam, to which the reporter in the paper said, how appropriate that in this Marmite election it ends with a discussion on condiments. Condiments of the season to them both. 51551 is the text number. Internet users sick of politics can replace Boris Johnson's face. It's the dream. Damson jam, yeah. Boris Johnson's face with pictures of puppies. This is a new online tool that every time, it's called the Pori Party, is available to users of Google Chrome. And it'll remove all pictures of Boris Johnson from websites or search engine results, replacing them with images of dogs randomly selected from placedog.net. And it's designed for people who are fed up of hearing about Boris and Brexit and now the general election. And the you can put your face in. Now, I don't know if it works here. So if you're sick of the sight of Leo Varadkar or whoever else, it could be Micheál Martin or Mary Lou MacDonald or anything like that, you can replace their heads with puppies and I presume kittens or parakeets or whatever you're having yourself. Ed Sheeran. Now, Ed Sheeran's another interesting creature, isn't he? I shouldn't say creature. I don't mean that in a pejorative way, but interesting in person. And he's obviously got more money than God, as the expression is used on occasion, although I've never checked God's bank account. And pop star Ed Sheeran has been given approval to build. So he's got a country estate. He's 28 years old. He owns loads of properties close to his big estate in Suffolk. And he deserves every blade of grass and every stone that's built. I just think he's earned it. He's worked hard and good on him. So that this isn't one of those chippy comments on his wealth. It's simply saying it's more just an observation as to what he's planned for. It's a planning application for construction of an outbuilding near where he lives on his grounds. And what he's looking for is he wants to build a prayer retreat, somewhere where you can go in the middle of the day or in the darkness of night and reflect. It's quite a nice thing to do. The plans say that the structure would address an important need for a private place of retreat for contemplation and prayer and for celebration of key life and family milestones, family and social gatherings, marriages, christenings and so forth. Okay, what a nice thing to do. It would also allow the applicant's family and friends and colleagues to be able to enjoy these things and join them in their observance. It's funny, isn't it? Because not everyone believes in the same things, and if you have a little place you can go, that could be the way forward. A lot of people now planning their funerals maybe and thinking, well, I'm not kind of lost faith. What do I do if I don't have faith, but yet everyone around me wants to have a church service? And then you think, well, you're not going to be around to object, so let them off. What else have we got for you today? Text in already. Hope you enjoyed Gold Digger last night. Brilliant, says Teresa. Thanks, Teresa. I loved the first episode. I recorded last night. Didn't get to see it, but I can't. I'm gonna. It's like one of those slices, like Succession, little slice of joy that I will bring to my table when time permits. I'm in full toy show mode at the moment, so you can appreciate time isn't of the essence. As when I leave here at 10 o'clock, I'm straight over to play with toys for an hour or so, and then I'm into song and dance. It's pretty crazy. And then I'm going to do something much more important, which is to launch the Vincent de Paul annual appeal in town. So I'm looking forward to meeting friends from around the country who gather for that. And we'll give you more details at that svp.ie later on. Please put the strudel recipe you got from Barbara on your Instagram page. Yeah, I can do that. Do you have it outside, don't you? And I can Instagram that up after the show. So I'll come back to you on that. Sacher Torte in the Sacher Hotel is the most overrated, overpriced confection you can buy. The hotel cafe is sumptuous, though. Thank you, Norman. Some guy lifts, some woman raises it up and elevates it, and some guy comes down and says, no, gone. The biggest codology nearly of all, you know these tourist places you have to go, one of the biggest codologies of all was Harry's Bar in Venice. Did you ever go there, where you have the famous Bellini that they do, and they lash them up on counters, and you go in and you pay an excessive amount of money for what is essentially, it's a gimmick. That's all. Now, what are we going to do about the film Cats? What are we going to do about the film Cats? I mean, look, I think most people listening to this programme enjoy a good movie and like to go to the cinema to see. If you haven't seen the trailer for the film Cats, it's not a musical I would have enjoyed anyway. It's only so much of memories you can take, and that's fine. If you're into it, you're going to love it. But the trailer continues to freak me out and it freaks everyone I know out and we're debating at home. Do we go and see it and suffer through it and roar laughing? Or do we just leave it where it is and say, no, you can have your own and cat litter and we'll leave you alone? I'm not sure, but they've released a second trailer for it. And I think it's just making it worse, to be honest with you. Judi Dench running around in a leotard, half cat, half woman, is just terrifying. All of them are terrifying. Even Taylor Swift is freaking me out. Jennifer Hudson, Idris Elba, what are you doing there? Was your agent off that day? Was he suffering from food poisoning, bent over in a double like a scene out of Bridesmaids? What happened? What happened? What are you doing there? Let's keep going. Her.ie tell us today that there's a hotel that's opened in California, a pop-up hotel, as they call these things these days. It'll open for 2 days. What's the theme of this hotel? The answer is in the name. It's called the Hotel Nutella. This is a Nutella-themed hotel. Yes. Yes, it has. When's it opening? January 10th to 12th. What's it going to do? Well, it's decorated in Nutella-inspired decor. Whatever the hell that is. From Nutella jar wallpaper, croissant-shaped pillows, and a waffle print throw pillow. Say that after a few drinks. But it's there. The TV personality, Tanya Holland. We all know Tanya. Never heard of her. We'll make southern-inspired Nutella breakfasts, and pancake artists, for they do exist, Dan Cakes, will teach a class on making creative pancake art. Or you could just throw a little bit of an egg and flour and milk into a mix and do it at home yourself without having to put yourself through the Hotel Nutella. Great, one of our favourite programmes, Line of Duty, is going to be filming next year for season 6, and they're announcing that Kelly MacDonald will be the big star. I don't think I've seen her in anything particularly good. I've seen her in good things, but she wouldn't be one on my top 10, so hopefully this is her moment. So good luck to them with that. Two auctions that may or may not be of use for you, of interest to you. Absolutely, millions of Friends fans out there, as we've talked about before, and they're flogging bits of Friends memorabilia. If I was a Friends fan, I'd like this. Independent.ie saying the wedding invitation, for example, to Monica and Chandler's wedding, Joey's stuffed penguin Hugsy, and Rachel's Hawaiian print dress, or some of these things. Now, I'm sure these are all triggering lovely memories for you, and they're all for sale. You can buy them for between essentially $1,000 and $5,000 worth of memorabilia there. To be honest with you, the Irish Examiner tell me of a much more interesting sale of Frank Sinatra's back furniture and art from his wife's estate. A bronze bust of Sinatra's head by Robert S. Burks, going for $2,500 or thereabouts. A Steinway piano, possibly played by Nat King Cole, Sammy Cahn, George Burns. That's going for closer to $40,000. So if there's something at the lower end of the market there and you want to get that from me, I won't say no. Thank you. Happy Christmas to me. And over in the West End in London, if you happen to be planning a trip to London or you know people there, there's a play called, I think it's a musical, in the Noel Coward Theatre, which is beautiful, called Dear Evan Hansen. It's a huge talking point in Broadway, this particular play. And they've transported, like they did with Hamilton, to the West End. It gets 4 stars out of 5. Meant very, very good. But all my money is going on, if you're going to the West End in London, is Mary Poppins. It is absolutely one of the most fun, colourful, joyful things I've ever seen on a stage. And the special effects and everything in between is absolutely gorgeous. So give that a whirl if you can. 51551. I go to my shed to reflect, which says Patricia. Yeah, you don't need planning permission for that. And you don't need to have a massive back catalogue and a record collection. Just go there and be happy. And now my friend asked me to say big thank you to the staff in Limerick Station and Joe in Ennis and James. There was a man who was addled. He lost his phone. They got together. They helped him. He had stuff going on in his life and they helped him and they were brilliant. So let me pass that thanks on to them and well done. Kindness this time of year, much required. And also patience. If somebody's addled, rather than be at them, just give them take a breath and say, hang on, you all right? And then if they're just obnoxious, well then walk away. But if they're actually in trouble, pause, help, move on. How about that? Diana Ross is coming to the Marquee in Cork. Oh, yes, she is. Right, nothing wrong with that lovely tune from Diana Ross and Babel Love at 9:20, 51551. Noel went to see a stage version of Cats last week for the first time. He says, I couldn't make head nor tail of it. I really couldn't. I couldn't follow a story, or is there a start? Middle, maybe? An end? A soundtrack that repeated constantly throughout the 2 hours. It was like kind of Riverdance for cats, he says. The movie can only be an improvement, surely. I'd advise you to look at the trailer and come back to me, Noel, and we'll see. It's just one of those ones now. Some people just aren't into musicals at all. The thought of them would send a shiver down their spine. It's a bit like Prince Andrew's face. That's giving me a pain in my face. And every time I open the paper, see his face, I kind of go, turn the page really quickly. And people have that effect have the same reaction to musicals and so on. But on the musical spectrum, Cats wouldn't be now top for me. Anyway, I can handle a few of them. I'm a big fan of Jesus Christ Superstar and Phantom, stuff like that. I like a bit of that. Not too much. Ed Sheeran got planning permission, says Mary in Clontarf, for what he called a duck pond on his estate. It is in fact a glorious outdoor posh swimming pool and caused a lot of controversy with the locals. Heaven knows what the prayer retreat will end up as. Yeah, massive. Like a Taj Mahal as a little prayer room. Des and Bray says, I'm an OAP, good. And yesterday, my day included, free travel to Connolly Station, down the escalator to the Lewis, Lewis to Collins Barracks Museum, free entry to the Asgard exhibition, an enlightening experience. Oh, and at this stage, I have not spent a cent. I suggest to recommend to all and sundry. I love your style, Des, because really, there's very little reason to be bored. And if you're an OAP and you're retired and you wonder, what'll I do today? Free travel, free entry to museums and exhibitions and so on. Do all of it. I like your style. Paul was on to say, I had the opportunity to meet James Taylor after one of his shows in The Point. And same as you, I lost the power of speech and the memory is bittersweet. He was a gentleman and carried on a monosyllabic discussion with me for near on 15 minutes. It was the shock of seeing him in the flesh. It left me speechless. Of course, afterwards, I had hundreds of questions and interesting things to say. Yeah, the old Father Stone. How was it? Great. Best weekend ever. Didn't say one word. Kelly MacDonald, says a text, is class. She was excellent in Boardwalk Empire. She's on BBC Two at the moment in Girl Haji, No Country for Old Men, Train Spotting. Come on, Ryan, widen your viewing experience. If you haven't caught Girl Haji yet, add it to your list. There's one to watch. Actor called Will Sharp there. Man, oh man, this kid good. Okay, I saw her in Boardwalk Empire and it didn't do anything for me at all, her performance. But maybe the mistake was at my end and I need to give it a second chance because I don't like dissing anyone, but it just wasn't for me. And hopefully the line of duties changes everything. Now, later on in the next few weeks, but not next week or the week after, but a little after that, we're going to get involved with our friends from On Post, because every year the letters that we get sent in are so beautiful and so thoughtful. And we want to do something like that, because as we know, there's nothing like the feeling of getting a lovely Christmas card or a parcel or a letter in the post. So their message this year is send love with a card or a parcel with On Post. And that's what we want you to do over the next few weeks. You can get started on it now. They are going to give us plenty of prizes to give away. And we're asking you, if you could write a letter that you have never sent, who would you send it to and what would you say? It's very simple. And you can send that by letter or by email to ryan@rte.ie. Obviously, a letter would be nicer, given that it's all to do with post. Send it to us in Ryan Tubridy Show, Donnybrook, Dublin 4. And we'll read them all out on the show in December. And you could win yourself, you know, a tidy sum of money to help you through the Christmas season, and vouchers and gift cards from our friends in On Post. So have a think about that for over the next little while. And we'll come back to you in due course. The time now, 9:24.